What's the one that all brides go down the aisle to?
Well, do you know what's immediately jumped into my mind?
Go on.
Bananas in pyjamas.
Bananas in pyjamas.
Oh, God, I'm
down the stairs.
Not quite what you want to walk down the aisle to.
You need to actually do the actions of da da da
da da. Oh, you mean more like this?
Yeah. Bananas in pyjamas.
Who is a wonderful photographer, and we'll actually tag Abby below so that you can go and check out Abby's portfolio on Instagram and things, because oh my gosh, she is incredible. And the reason Abby's actually here today, we've done a styled shoot in the studio,
yes.
So we've had a model in and Abby's been taking the photos and they're incredible. So yeah, we've forced you into coming in on a vlog with us. And we're actually going to ask you a really important question that the entire internet wants to know. What are three things that you need to do to make sure that your photos are incredible?
So the biggest thing
is book you.
Of course. Book me and get a feathers and Florence dress.
There you go.
What's the third?
We don't need one.
The biggest thing every single time is natural light. I can't tell you the amount of times that I turn up to weddings and it's in a dark, dingy room with red walls and old carpeted floors, and it just like changes all the colours. It's not good on skin tones. It's not fun.
I suppose as well, when people book you, they book you because they like your edit and like the tones of your edit. So then if you're trying to edit a really red room or, you know, a really blue room, it kind of like offsets that a little bit.
It's going to be really, really affected by the colours in that environment. So yeah, natural light is the best way to get like the good tones and the right colours. So I would always, always recommend picking somewhere with lots of natural light. If you can get, like in the studio here, if you can get somewhere with nice big windows that flood the room with light, then you're laughing. It'll be amazing.
Okay.
And then like nice outdoor areas.
How do you get on in winter?
This is the big thing. Any time of the year, especially England, can be it can be terrible. But especially if you're getting married in winter where there's more of a risk for the weather to be bad, make sure you're choosing somewhere that's got lots of natural light, because then you have an option. If you choose somewhere that's not got nice interiors and no natural light coming in, it's going to be really difficult.
Yeah. So number one, natural light, so plenty of light. Yes. Number two, what's your second tip?
So I would suggest always having a makeup artist. Like, I understand that people go with doing their own makeup because they're comfortable with that. It's what they do every day, especially people that don't wear makeup a lot. I don't wear makeup a lot. So it does feel a little bit alien to have somebody put a lot of makeup on your face. But what you do as everyday makeup is usually very subtle and doesn't show up the same on a camera.
I mean, I can preach this anyway, because there are times where even Liam's taken a picture of me on his iPhone and I look back and I'm like, I've spent ages on my eyeliner and it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even see it. So you almost have to over-exaggerate a little bit. And I suppose as well, like evening photos, if there's a flash there and you need a flash, you don't want your makeup to be giving you a really white face.
Definitely.
Whereas like makeup artists know exactly what makeup needs to be.
Yeah. Like, they will literally bring such a huge kit of stuff with them. Like, it always blows my mind how much they actually have and all the tones that they have. But it's like that thing as well of you end up a little bit too scared to put too much makeup on. Whereas what you think is too much isn't necessarily too much. It's just that right amount.
You can
and it's
still
just because you're not used
to it. Neutral look as well. Like, you don't have to have really crazy eyes or really bold lip. You can still go quite neutral with it, but it just makes sure that for the camera it's perfect.
Yeah, like I say, I don't wear a lot of makeup, and my makeup artist who did mine, Daniela Ingle, she honestly, like, I've never been happier with my face. And I would never be able to make it look like that again. So, you know, I was in good hands.
It's hard when you do have your makeup done and it's like flawless. And then when you try and do your own and you're like, what?
Never look the same.
No. And also, why is there only 5 items in my kit whereas they had like thousands? So, tip number 2 is makeup artists. You recommend makeup artists. So, what's your tip number 3 for having incredible photos?
Tip number 3 is always make sure you get on really well with your photographer. Don't worry, we'll have a laugh, you'll get on with me. No, I'm joking, but you need to make sure that your photographer is your kind of person, because you're going to spend the whole day with them. They'll be there from when you're getting ready. Like me, I'm in that bridal prep room or groom prep room, and I'm having a laugh with them. They're going to be there through your whole day. You need to make sure that they're somebody that you're comfortable having around and that is similar to you. And
you'll probably spend more time with your photographer than some of your wedding guests. So
exactly.
You need to like them.
Yeah.
And I suppose you get quite intimate as well with your photographer. You want to get some of those, you know, intimate shots with your partner and, you know, like snuggling in and kisses and things like that. So you want to be comfortable with them.
Definitely. If you feel awkward with that person, you're going to feel awkward in front of their camera. Mm. You need to feel comfortable with the person, and then you'll almost forget that the camera is there.
Yeah.
And it's just like you're talking to a friend and it just becomes much more comfortable.
I suppose as well, it's not just getting on with them. It's actually liking the style as well. I think each photographer has their clear styles, so you need to like how they take photos and make sure that they actually kind of go with what style you're looking for, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of the time, like, you'll find that people, I mean, it's your big day and it is, you know, you sort of feel the pressure booking these suppliers and making sure you're getting it right. But a lot of the time, people will say, oh, I really, really like this, but could you just do it a little bit more like that? And you think, well, then I'm not the right person for you. It needs to be your style completely. You need to look at those photos and love them and love that style.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are lots of photographers out there. Make sure that you've checked out their Instagrams. Like, I'm on my stories every day showing my work and my style, but also showing me and my personality, and you'll get to know from that whether I'm your type of person.
I think, yeah, definitely. As well, people need to appreciate maybe that you're a creator as well. So, you know, you've got that creative input as to what your style is. If you're then having to change it, it's not going to have that enthusiasm that you would have if it was just your style and you know, you had a full authority. So definitely get the style right.
Yeah, definitely.
So that is our 3 tips. I mean, I'm saying our, I've not helped at all. I have no idea. 3 tips to have incredible photos at your wedding.
I like it.
Oh, Liam's
behind
the camera.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't said I'm a...
No, but Liam's behind the camera today, which is ironic given the fact that he's not in shorts today.
I actually put jeans on.
Actual
jeans. Which I thought
jeans.
I was going to be in front of the camera.
You can be. No. You make a better interviewer. So
I've got a question.
Okay.
Where's your favourite place to shoot? You talk about natural light. Where's your favourite place that you... love to take photographs
in, like a wedding,
both,
anywhere? I didn't think about this. Can you ask me again? I've got so many places.
Yeah, one of your favorite places.
Well, it's got to be where I got married.
Nice.
It's got to be Eden Barn. There are so many places that I do really love, but it's got to be Eden Barn where I got married, because every time I photograph there, it reminds me why I booked my wedding there. Like, the lighting is incredible and the place is beautiful.
Had you already worked at the Eden Barn for photographing somebody else's wedding before your own? Or
no, I hadn't. And when I first went back to photograph somebody's wedding since mine, I cried on the way home.
Oh my gosh!
Because I was so gutted that it wouldn't be me again.
Oh.
And I wanted that back. But now as I've done it more, I've realised actually I'm so lucky to get to photograph other people's weddings there, because it's an exclusive venue. I wouldn't get the chance to go back otherwise. Yeah. And like my husband, he'll probably never go back. Yeah. So it's really nice that, like, even though it's not my wedding, I still get to go back and feel it. And,
yeah, that's really lovely. Yeah. Do you like doing outdoor weddings as well? Do you get to do many of those?
Or? Yes, yeah. Love them. And, like, again, because of the natural light, if you get an outdoor wedding, it's amazing. But then a lot of people find it quite hard because they really, really want an outdoor wedding, and sometimes the weather ruins that. But you've just got to go with the flow. But, again, takes you back to number one, doesn't it? Make sure that your actual venue has lots of natural light in it as well, and then you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you've got a plan B then.
Yeah.
In terms of, this is just a question that sprung to my mind, is educating on kind of like your area and your distance. How far will you travel for a wedding? Do you travel all over? Do you have a limit?
I will go wherever the wind takes me. I'll go wherever. I am based in Carnforth, which is just on the border with Lancashire and Cumbria, so I'm close to the lakes. So I get a lot of weddings in the lakes, which is amazing. But yeah, I travel all over. I'm going to Barcelona at the end of this year for a wedding. Nice. And yeah, I will go all over the world if I can.
Oh, amazing. I mean, you're very fortunate.
Yeah.
Where can people go to find more about you?
So on my Instagram is at Orange Ivy Photography. That is the best place to see me and what I'm up to and what work I'm doing. But also then my website, which is www.orangeivyphotography.com.
Amazing. Do you think we've done all right? Yeah. We've been left to it, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, it's been very nerve-wracking, but we got through it.
Smashed it. I mean, we've only edited it 10 times.
Yeah.
And season. So, yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
You're much better guest than
Liam. Thank you for having me.
You wore pants.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll see you very soon. And we'll be sharing some exciting content from that. We might have already.
Ooh, yes.
No, we won't have already shared it. Sorry, because I thought we were 3 weeks ahead on our vlogs and we're not. I'm sorry to disappoint. So we won't have shared it, but it'll be coming. So it's really exciting.
I'm very excited to share some of what we did today. It was very beautiful.
It was.
It was.
Right, toodle pip.